Welcome to the podcast!
Yeah, it's Beck and Jazeel here, and this is some of the best bits of our show in the last 24 hours. It'll make your wildest dreams come true.
Well, it's definitely some bits of the show from the last 24 hours, but we really hope you enjoy it.
98.5 Drive here with Beck and Jazeel.
Got more culture in my pinky tote.
It's called culture.
Yeah, but give them some culture.
From two of Perth's busiest hospitals comes a new series, Children's Hospital. The eight-part series shines a light on the amazing frontline workers at Perth's Children's Hospital and Fiona Stanley as they care for children from across our state.
To run us through this series, we have executive producer Julia Redwood. Welcome, Julia.
Hey, Julia.
Hey, how are you both?
Doing well. Now, straight away, whose idea was this? Was it yours?
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Always mine. I'm just going to claim the good ones, always. we have a development team, and these things emerge from, you know, wonderful conversations that we have, or we might see an article in a newspaper, we might be talking to somebody. It's amazing how ideas just sort of come to the fore, and this one just took off. It was like, oh yeah, this is a great idea, and it actually happened in the darkest times with COVID.
Oh, wow.
And we were just so lucky because we were in WA, of course, and where the rest of the world was closing, we were still able to access two of these wonderful hospitals and made a series, which is actually really quite unique in its time.
I think it also would have been quite intense because when you're dealing with children, it can be like a really like harrowing for the families. How did you deal with that sensitively?
Yeah, that's a really good question. I mean, it's always a challenge when you are in an emergency department, and both of these hospitals, we were literally in the waiting room. We had great an assistant producer who would be sitting there waiting, seeing people come in, and we'd kindly go up to the mums or the dads and say, hey, look, we're making a TV show. We see that, you know, your son or daughter has hurt themselves. Would you be up for us filming their journey through the ED department? And you know what? Most people were really open to the idea, even when they're in a moment of crisis, of course.
Wow.
You know, a lot of these mums and dads are worrying for, you know, their babies. But they were really on board from the moment. And of course, if they didn't want to be part of it, then you move on to the next people. But we found that most people really got what we were trying to do. They wanted to, I suppose, help support the hospitals because it's very much, you know, we were, had unique access from, you know, into the hospitals, and their support. So we just found that people were very open to the idea. It was quite incredible. And the children, for me, are the stars of the show. And they really do shine in this. They are the inspiration for me when I look at it. And they're so resolute, but so funny. Kids are hilarious, even at times of need. It's like, where does it come from? They're brilliant. They're brilliant.
Kids say the darndest things. Okay, so let's talk each episode. What does it look like? Do you follow the story of one person per episode?
No, normally there's about sort of four or five different stories that interweave. So there might be a very dramatic story. I think the very first episode, a girl has fallen through a roof, helping her father on the roof, which is really quite dramatic. So we're following her story, Luelle, and her mum, who obviously, you know, is really quite upset by the whole event. Because at that point, she doesn't know how her daughter is, you know, and how if something really serious has happened to her. So we followed various stories and we interweave them throughout the episode.
Now, we've heard about Harper, who's a six-year-old. She kept having dizzy spells at school, which ended up being a golf ball-sized tumor. How is she doing now?
Well, my understanding is she's doing great. You know, she's a gorgeous girl, and her parents were just amazing. Once again, you know, you really see it through the eyes of the parents who are going through terrible trauma and are upset. But they hold firm and strong for their little girl. But my understanding is that she's doing okay.
Oh, that's awesome. Now, you've already convinced me to start watching it because we know it is Friday, 7:30 on Channel 9. Is there more in the pipeline?
Well, of this particular series, well, I certainly hope so, but it all depends on your listeners tuning in, as you say, Friday, 7:30. It's a big Perth show. You got to watch it. But, yeah, it depends on eyeballs. I live and die by ratings, unfortunately. So
I hope
that we can go again. Exactly. You understand what I'm talking about. I'd love to do this again. This has also been screened in the UK. It was on a channel called Quest Red. And has done very, very well, and they would love to go again. So I'm just my fingers and toes across for Friday and for the next 8 weeks, that if we can get the ratings, we can get people interested in the series, then we'll hopefully, fingers crossed, go again.
All the more reason to watch it. Children's Hospital executive producer Julia Redwood, thank you so much for your time.
Thanks, Julia.
My pleasure.
Whew, what a hoot that was.
That was. Oh, I'm tired just from listening to it.
Oh, I'm energized.
Yeah. Hey, if you want more from The Drive Show, just visit 98.5.com. And don't forget, you can tune in live anytime for more of this great banter.